July Talk mit Paper Girl auf Flux FM am Donnerstagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt die Band um Peter Diamandis und Leah Fay herum in dem schönen Magneten. Es wird eine ihrer sagenumwobenen Shows. Wir sprechen jetzt mit der Kapelle über die vergangenen Monate. Und da muss man natürlich zum just abgeräumten Juno Award gratulieren. Den haben sie gerade abgeräumt in Canada fürs beste Alternative Album. Wir sprechen außerdem über die visuelle Stimme der Band, die als dritte Stimme existiert bei July Talk und die vom Bassisten Josh betreut wird. Wir reden über Leahs Ausflug in die Filmwelt, über Pläne fürs zweite Album und vieles mehr. Zunächst aber nochmal hello and welcome, Leah and Peter.
Hello.
There they are again. My favorite voices on the Flux FM dial. I think you should basically do like a talking show on the radio as well, because just listening to your voices talking to each other makes me horny already.
What do you think? Should we have a talk show?
Yeah. I feel like half the people would be very annoyed by my voice and half the people would be very annoyed by your voice.
Yeah, but the people who like both of your voices, they'd be hardcore fans.
There yeah, it's true.
Like you're the businessman.
To every episode. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
You'll manage us.
The Peter and Leah show. With some of you like it a lot.
Managed with German efficiency. From Winston in Germany. So how you been? How's traveling been? Where are you coming from today, actually?
Really great. We came from Copenhagen.
Oh, wow.
Kind of, not overnight, but we had to wake up at 6 a.m. and catch a ferry.
Oh, it's crazy, though.
Yeah, but Copenhagen was great. Yeah. Never been there before. It was amazing.
Was your first show there or what?
Yeah, it was, and it went great. Yeah. It was really awesome.
Cool, I love that. Cool. Congratulations on that.
But we're in Berlin now, and it's sunny.
Yeah, that's a miracle.
Something else.
You basically started springtime here in Berlin, because yesterday it was cold and gray, and nobody even was thinking about springtime, but now it's here. And that might have something
to do
with you guys. Thank you.
Bitte schön.
Dankeschön. Congratulations on winning the Juno Award. I mean, we have to talk about that. I have to congratulate you on that. It's just been a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
Since you got that award.
Yeah.
How was that? Did you party a lot? Did you expect winning against those names? I mean,
no.
They were pretty famous.
Those names are...
Other guys, right?
Do you know those names here in Germany?
Sure.
Yeah,
Just to be in that category was kind of an award in itself, to just be named next to those people. Yeah. And so I don't think we were really expecting to win it at all.
Yeah. They were our favorite bands, really. I mean, Timber Chamber and Always and Tanya Tagak, Chad Van Galen. These people are like...
We play a lot of Chad
heroes.
Van Galen and
He's
Always
amazing,
here.
Yeah.
This is great music.
Great music.
But I'm totally fine with the decision of those two award people. Because
we'll take it,
you've done a great job yourself for that album. And now with the Juno Award in... I don't know where you keep it, in your rehearsal space or something.
We already lost it.
Really?
No.
But wherever you keep it, is an award like that something that's putting pressure on your shoulders for album number two, because you're just about to go into the studio again? Or are you a band that can totally ignore the fact that they've just been awarded?
I think that we feel a lot of pressure, but it's kind of self-induced pressure.
Okay.
It has nothing really to do with outside ears. Obviously that stuff, we're keeping it in mind, but we want to make an album that we're proud of, and I think that we feel the most responsible ourselves to do that.
Yeah.
And because we're all our own harshest critics, for sure. And so if all five of us can create something that we all feel proud of, I think that it won't get much better than that.
Yeah.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. And that's a pretty healthy thing to say, that the pressure that you're feeling is basically made by yourselves and not by some award. I mean, it would be crazy to just combine the pressure to that price. But I mean, you're taking your time for album number two.
Yeah.
Actually, the album that you've been awarded for, it's been out for a while, or been recorded
exactly,
3 years ago or something.
Yeah.
So you guys are taking your time for album number two. You want to make sure that there's stuff that needs to be recorded on that album. And so how many songs and sketches have you written until
now?
Well,
we've been in the writing process heavily since the beginning of December of last year.
Okay.
And we'll continue to write when we get home for another month or so. So we've kind of written about, 13 or 14 songs, of which we'll probably use five or six.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been kind of demoing in a very hi sci-fi way and trying out a bunch of ideas. And we now kind of really know what we want to do.
Mm-hmm, cool.
And so it's about kind of just following through.
With that's cool. So you found the philosophy kind of for the next album already?
I think
already.
I think, I think we definitely know the sound we want, and we know what we want to talk about. And I think that we know it's very hard sometimes as an artist to know your role. I think within a scene and you see, you know, the way your band is being perceived or the way the bands you're playing with or the festivals you're on and stuff like that. And sometimes it can be really difficult, especially after only one album, to know what your band is for, what kind of place can you take up in that place. And I think that we've kind of figured that out, at least to ourselves.
Good.
To know that we have an opportunity to talk about something that no other band can because we're fronted by a man and a woman, and we can see that confrontation.
Cool. So you're talking about the topics that you're singing about.
The topics,
music.
But also the sound, sound as well. I think that you look at it in a very similar way.
Yeah, cool.
So the sound is the same.
I think it's quite interesting that your band has this. Basically, there is a philosophy to Do Light Talk, which is made of extremes. It's the deep voice and the high voice, and it's anger and rage and being happy. You know, it's a kind of a schizophrenic situation. And I think that's a good starting point to write songs from, right? Because you actually know which extremes you can go for with this band.
There's
right?
automatic duality.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
is kind of a huge blessing or something, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
The irony, I think, in it is that probably most topics Leigh and I actually agree on. And so it's more about coming up with ways that we can get pissed off the things we hate.
Cool. Now you're going to play the devil's advocate in that song.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to.
Exactly.
Could you please do that this time?
Yeah, that's the vibe. Okay. That's pretty much our lives.
Now let's listen to another song of Do Light Talk. Hier sind sie nochmal mit The Garden. Heute Abend spielen sie Magneten. Wir werden gleich auch noch Tickets verlosen für ihre Show. Und quatschen dann gleich noch ein bisschen weiter. Do Light Talk, The Garden auf Lux FM.
I went walking in the garden. I was tripping on snakes.
July Talk mit The Garden auf Lux FM. Musik vom Debütalbum, das ausgezeichnet wurde mit dem Juno Award. Ich habe gerade schon gratuliert. Es ist noch gar nicht so lange her. Erst im März 2015, dass sie diesen Preis bekommen haben. Und jetzt will ich nochmal ein bisschen über die nähere Zukunft quatschen. Für Juli ist ja schon ein Studio gebucht von July Talk, um am neuen Album zu arbeiten. So you already booked the studio, right? For the July, August part?
It looks like
part?
That. Yeah, we're still working out the exact details of where and when and stuff. Or if like where. But we're really excited.
And you have a producing team, or are you going to do
it's
it on
looking,
your own?
We're really hoping that will be finalized this week.
Okay, cool. So we won't talk
we
about
won't
that
talk
anymore.
About
I'm
that
sorry.
Yet. I wish we could, though, I'm very excited about it.
I was watching your videos again, and I really realized once more that the visual voice of July Talk is as recognizable as your two voices are, because it's always black and white, and it's your bass player, Josh Warburton, who's responsible for that. How important is it for you guys to have him as like the third voice of July Talk?
Yeah, it was huge. It was absolutely huge. I mean, I think right off the bat, Josh and I had this company in Toronto that made videos, and it just worked quite well to be able to try to make the sound of the band just as unique, and then try to match that with the visuals. So I think black and white was the way to go from the beginning. We also like our music. We really don't like hiding.
Yeah.
We think that in our visual voice, we want everything to be very portraits, and just absolutely no, what do you call it? Sort of, we're not hiding behind any projections or any blurriness or anything like that.
Yeah.
And just allow it to be very simple, hard images.
And contrasty.
Contrasty.
Yeah, cool. When I was watching those videos and I was looking back at the last few months, it's interesting to see, because you have always been an experienced performer, but you've just acted in an independent movie.
It's true.
Called Diamond Tongues. And your first jobs were in the filmmaking industry. And then you have Josh in the band, who's a talented filmmaker as well. So I was thinking, like, maybe the next July Talk LP should be accompanied by a feature film, black and white. You know what I'm saying?
You're reading our minds.
Yeah, because you guys, when I'm looking at your videos, your faces, you know, both of your faces are kind of like made for the camera as well. I know so many musicians who look beautiful and great when you see them in real life, but as soon as you see them on camera, you'd be like, oh, come on, do the live part. It's better for you. But I look in your faces in those videos in black and white, and I can make up stories in just a few moments, lots of stories.
Well, so, we were lucky enough on the last American tour to have our friend Jared Rabb, who's an amazing film director from Toronto, come along on the tour, and he made a chaptered series called From the Road with July Talk. It's 10-minute episodes, and the fourth one's coming out any day now.
Okay, cool.
And he, I think, I don't want to speak too soon, but it looks like he's going to be doing a film to accompany the next album.
Oh, wow.
Which would be really strong. But yeah, check out that series, because it's really cool. It's not like From the Road tour diary like you've seen before. He's really something special. And I think he's had films here at the Berlin Film Festival as well that he's worked on. So that would be a great thing too.
So that's on the July Talk page?
It's on julytalk.com and you can find it on the YouTube channel. Just From the Road, it's called.
Okay, so, cool.
I think the best part about it is that it does feature the live show more so than anything else that we can really do.
Yeah.
We kind of lack control over what people, you know, post on YouTube and what we do in videos and stuff like that. But you kind of get to come on the road and just see what it's like every single night.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds good to me. Check it out. Julytalk.com. Dort findet ihr schöne From the Road Videos. 4 Stück sind schon fertig. Insgesamt sollen 10 Stück gemacht werden. Das hört sich doch auch interessant an. So tonight's show, you're going to road test some of the new songs already?
Yeah, we'll definitely play one or two. I think it's going to be a crazy night. I'm so excited.
That's something that I really have great respect for, because people are expecting a July talk show to be a freaking thing. You know, people are expecting to go crazy. You've used your white shirts as canvases to see how the show went and stuff. So that's something I really have respect for.
Tonight's going to be a mess.
For the full spectrum every night. Und heute Abend sollte man sich das nicht entgehen lassen. July Talk spielen im Magneten. Und wer noch ein paar Tickets haben möchte, der kann mich jetzt ganz schnell anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der wird von meiner Kollegin Julia Oberlohr auf die Liste geschrieben für July Talk heute im Magneten. Und für diejenigen, die nicht durchkommen am Telefon, für die habe ich noch Trostpreise. Und zwar haben wir hier das Debüt nochmal von July Talk zum Verlosen in die Hände bekommen von der Band. Und zwar habe ich zwei signierte Ausgaben vom July Talk Debütalbum, also mit Unterschriften von Peter und Lea drin. Und wer die haben möchte, der schreibt mir eine Mail an win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff July Talk und schreibt eure Adresse mit rein, damit wir wissen, wohin wir die CD schicken sollen. Also für die Tickets 030 2000 9000 und für die CDs win@fluxfm.de mit dem Betreff July Talk und eurer Adresse drin, dann könnt ihr signierte Ausgaben des Debüts gewinnen. Peter and Lea, thanks again for visiting and I hope we'll see each other again pretty soon. I mean, maybe you'll visit us again at the end of the year when the album is finished.
I just want to see you again, people. I miss you already. As soon as we can.
Okay.
We miss the city already and we're here.
So. Yeah, and it's going to be fun
tonight.
You can't
come to Berlin and not come to Flux FM.
No, that's totally impossible.
Don't worry.
Don't,
keep we're that hooked in, for life.
Keep that in mind.
It's true.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Guns and ammunition.